compound leaf has got the lamina, which is divided into a number of small segments. On top of the word segment, second line, write the word leaflet. It is attached to the midrib. See the picture? Follow the picture. See the word leaflets are given over there. There are five such leaflets which are joining or attaching onto the middle part. Label that middle part midrib. Now, the small tiny stalk-like parts of the leaflets, that is called the rachis. Once again, the small tiny stalks that attaches the leaflets to the midrib, that is called the rachis. Now, that midrib moves downwards and joins a stem, that part is called the petiole. In the picture, they've given you two tiny leaf-like structures coming out at the base. That is the petiole, which touches the stem, and at that angle or the axle, there is an axillary bud. But in the leaflets, there are no axillary buds at the axle of the leaflets, but an axillary bud is present at the axle of the whole compound leaf. Now, below the picture, the function of the veins and veinlets are given to you right over there, where the word water and minerals are written. Right on top of that, the word that I'm telling you in bracket, xylem, xylem, and the next line, the word, write down, phloem, where the words they have given you, transport of food prepared by the leaf, in bracket, write the word phloem, phloem. These are two kinds of cells in the leaf which help to carry water and minerals and transport food which is prepared by the plant. These two sentences tells you about the function of the veins and veinlets. Now look down in venation. There are two kinds of venation, reticulate venation and parallel venation. Reticulate venation, underline the word, irregular network of veins. That is, there are no particular shape of the network, and it is found in dicot plants. You will learn the two examples. Parallel venation, see over there, the word parallel is given, and the veins which are running towards the tip of the leaf, and it is found in monocot plants. You will learn two examples from there. Okay. Then the second column, activity 2, I have already explained to you. You will learn that. Go to the learn the drawings also, which are given to you on that activity. In phylotaxy, next page, there are, what is phylotaxy? First line, underline, arrangement of leaves on the stem. That is, why it is arranged. Why are the leaves arranged on the stem? There are two points which are given to you. Second line, it prevents overcrowding among the leaves. Second point, it helps better exposure of leaf to sunlight and air. So these are the two functions. What are the different types of phylotaxy? Opposite, alternate and hold. Opposite, underline two leaves which are found at each node, opposite to each other. Underline the word two leaves, each node and opposite. Examples are given to you. Okay, next is alternate phylotaxy. The arrangement is like the letter Z, the alphabet Z. Okay, when single leaf arises on each node, the next leaf arises on the successive node, underline the word opposite side of the previous leaf. And hold phylotaxy is when more than two leaves are arranged at a certain node or at a certain point, that is called the hold leaves. Examples are given to you. You will learn two examples of each.